aboard to FlameFlash.net podcast, episode 138. We seem to have turned into a quasi-monthly podcast, which I suppose is all right. When we get to that, perfect quantity of items to discuss, that's when we hit it. Seems fair, seems right. So let's get started, shall we? World of Warcraft has returned to 7.4 million subscriptions. Those of you joining on YouTube can get to enjoy Civ 5 in the background, by the way. So welcome aboard. But 7.4 million, yeah.
Here is something that may be helpful.
No. Mists has now been included in the base game. So if you buy the base game, you get Mists of Pandaria. Free! Included. No extra cost. Pretty awesome. We're going to link in the show notes a 6.0.2 survival guide, just in case you're coming in from a hiatus, you're one of those 7.4, the returning group between whatever it was at, under 7, to the 7.4. In PC world, be sure you log into Origin every once in a while. Origin recently gave away Dragon Age Origins. Cool. Not too shabby. A Humble Bundle offered a browser-based version. Stopping by and checking the embedded YouTube link might be better. Just might help you more. But it seems like a pretty cool alternative. Civilization Beyond Earth. There's a trailer out on FlameFlash.net. We posted it. It's the opening sequence, the opening movie to that game. Which is exciting. If I had the game, because it's out now, I'd probably be streaming that rather than Civ 5. But it's a definite hoped for Christmas gift. We'll see if it turns out. PlayStation Now beta has launched on the Vita. I have yet to try it on the Vita, but awesome. I think that's definitely what the Vita needed to
hang at the pokito inar pakan mahawiryo kata moto.
Friendshare for PS4 is coming. Friendshare. So, what does this do? If you and your buddy both have a PS4 and PlayStation Plus, assume you have PlayStation Plus, they can stream to you whatever game they happen to be playing. Neat. Very neat. Definitely something to look into, I think. Once we have a PS4. Each session needs to be refreshed after an hour, so that way you're not abusing it. There's no punishment or extra cost or anything like that. It's just oh, well, we've been sharing for an hour, so let's pause it and make sure that the person who's doing the streaming is actually still there. You know, you don't want... They don't want people to be just streaming and sharing games without actually being there, streaming, sharing, and experiencing it with their friend. But it's kind of a co-op couch game, or game mode, without the second player being there. Pretty cool. Smash Brothers is rumored to, for the Wii U, is rumored to support up to 8 players. Which, I'd really like to understand how you control all those characters and make sense of what's going on, but I guess we'll see. On the entertainment world, we have Iron Man 4 being confirmed, potentially. We have Rainbow Bright returning. Personally, I'm a little disturbed, I think is the right word, with the trailer on that one. Just go to it yourselves, comment on that particular link, let me know what you think, because it just feels like too much got changed to me. HBO has announced they're going cable free. So, if you want HBO in 2015, you can just get it. Boom. Of course, you have to subscribe and pay, but you don't have to pay that extra, which is pretty awesome. Marvel Phase 3 has been announced. So we're looking at Captain Marvel, we're looking at Black Panther, Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Pretty epic. Lots of good stuff coming. They've even already announced Avengers 3 and 4. How crazy is that? That's some guts right there, Marvel. And the thing is, probably right. Probably very right. I know, if we have our way, probably going. Just depends on, you know, babysitter, that kind of thing.
He who commands the sea.
So, from entertainment news to regular news, we have an Anita Sarkeesian, and I'm probably butchering her name, and I apologize, canceled a Utah State University talk over threats. So, who is this lady? I haven't been touching on Gamergate much because, one, it doesn't really involve me, and two, it's just silly. But this lady has been taking a stand for women's rights in general in gaming, the objectification. You know how, for instance, in World of Warcraft, that male type armor looks completely different on the male than on the female. Why should you not wear pants? That kind of thing. She's getting pretty dangerously harassed, which is crazy. But there it is. In Utah, they are allowed to concealed carry. anywhere. So the police couldn't really do much to protect her. It's kind of understandable why somebody in her shoes would cancel the talk. This lady's getting death threats. And unfortunately, the concealed carry law over in Utah doesn't have the ability to put an end to it somehow. Civ 5 session that I'm in, by the way, because I usually have more cities started. I started a large archipelago map, and it's just interesting to see how this one's evolving. Anyway. Out to explore more and continue on with the podcast. Yosemite has released. Been beta testing it for a little while, so not really overly impressive as far as we're concerned. It's no big change because we've been using it for a while. But the 5K Retina iMac was announced. Egads. If you want a power-hungry computer sitting on your desktop that probably looks amazing, go for it. But personally, I think it costs far too much and doesn't give enough. But then, I'm wearing pretty potent glasses, so maybe it's just an issue of not having a capability of appreciating that, you know? So maybe that's all it is. We'll see. And now I get to decide on a Pantheon to found. I like going for a Pantheon to just discuss Civ 5 tactics that will benefit me through the entire course of the game. So we're going to go with Fertility Rites. Increase that,
Thou shalt not muzzle the ox when he treadeth.
5K Retina iMac, it's overkill for me. Way overkill. News. Also regular news. An airman gave a police officer a wet willy. Now, the only reason this is on there is because can't you just imagine the drunken conversation leading up to that? And then the act of the fellow doing so. I'm picturing Ninja Turtles 3. You know, the one where they travel back in time, the movie. Where they're running around giving wet willies to this one particular individual, and he eventually flips out and starts wet willying himself there at the very end. Oh, spoilers. I'm sorry. Go watch it. Ah, barbarians.
Anok chashav di ber wa yadati. Tisufa lata.
So they'll pay me 2 gold, or a gold a turn, if I accept their embassy. Sure.
Dumb.
So, he got in big trouble. But it's just a very funny imagination exploration piece. Tech, Lockheed Martin has reported a breakthrough in fusion. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't they come out and say, oh, we're almost there, a while back? I feel like they did. I mean, maybe they feel they are closer now, but I feel like they've already come out and said, we're almost there! A few times already. Oh well. So, but it's exciting. The prospect of within 10 years us having demands crabs. Not sure they'd be demanding that, but see your doctor, Istanbul. Finally, discussing energy, the student in Jerusalem, I think it was, discusses using surgically implanted jewelry to power devices, to power little turbines. So your blood starts flowing through the jewelry and you become your own power center. Kind of an moment, but kind of cool too. Not quite sure what I think about that one. But we'll see how far we get on this random seed of Civ 5. Perhaps in later podcasts. Because I'm out of stuff. This was episode 138 of the FlintFlesh.net podcast. Please feel free to comment, email, and for now, I will sign off.